Kobe's Deadless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462-0400.
Today we're talking about dry wood termites. And right now, in May of 2024, it doesn't matter what year it is, but May is when we really start getting a lot of activity with dry wood termites, mainly because that's they swarm, or that's when they reproduce. And so they're out there trying to leave their current colonies, pair up, and form new colonies. So you will see them swarm in the evening times usually. It can sometimes be at other times, but almost always it's after, say, 6 o'clock in the evening, sometimes 8 o'clock in the evening, all the way up through the early morning hours, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Sometimes we'll have people tell us that they came in and saw that. But that's what you're looking at is you're looking at the time prior to doing is going to be in the evening. They're going to swarm. They're going to go to the lights. Now, that light could be a light like you have overhead. It could be a light that is shining through the window, like street lights outside, and they get attracted to the light. It could be something as simple as a TV screen or a monitor screen on your computer or your phone. That's all the light they need, and or the clock on a stove or a microwave. That is enough light for them to go ahead and go towards and attracted to that. So that would be what you'd see. Now, if you see them swarm and they are alive, then it's kind of a no-brainer. You're going to see them. But they drop their wings very rapidly. So you may not see the actual termite. You may only see these little wispy wings. And when I say wispy, as you wiping something down or even walking by, they kind of start floating and fluttering in the air. And so, that's how you can notice what they are. Almost always going to be around a light, a windowsill, or something where the light's at. And that's going to be your telltale signs. In addition to having what looks like coffee grounds and or sawdust, small little pellets that are for their droppings are after they've eaten the wood. You're going to go ahead and see them. Usually it's a pile, just because they keep kicking out, and the reason they're doing that is they need more room. Their colony is growing, so you'll see the pellets, and that gives you the telltale signs of that it is dry wood termites, and also the location of that particular colony. In our next video, we'll talk about how many colonies can you have for a drywood termite? A subterranean, usually one, maybe two. Drywood's a whole different thing. So we'll talk about that in the next thing. And always remember, as long as God keeps making them, we keep killing them. You have a great day.
Google Kobe's Deadless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462
Hi, I'm Kobe with Kobe's Tentless Termite and Pest Control. And if you're like most people, your home is your most valuable possession, and you want it protected from termites, roaches, ants, rats, mice, and any other unwanted pests that can cause serious damage and disease to you, your family, and your pets. At Kobe's, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company, helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. So call Kobe's today, 727-462-0400, for a free consultation and inspection. And visit our website, kobespestcontrol.com. And always remember, as long as God keeps making them, we'll keep killing them. Thanks, and you have a great day.
Google Kobe's Deadless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462-0400.